It's Sunday, the 21st of December. And it's an important day for two reasons. It's obviously the, I believe, if I've got things right, this is the actual winter solstice day. I know there's been dialogue about which one it is in which part of the world. As far as we're concerned, it's the midwinter point. And it's not snowing. It's very gusty again, and wet and overcast, very dark at this time in the morning, just after 8 a.m. But it's also important for another reason. It's the anniversary of my wife's father, Andy, who died many years ago now, died at the age of 59. When you think that we're 64 and we've outlived Andy for a few years already, just shows you how time is relative to yourself, I guess. Because when he died, of course, we were much younger than him and realised that he died far too soon. But at 59, when you're a young person, you think 59 is quite old. And then you get to 59 and you realise it's very young. And when you get to 64, you realise that if you died or lost a loved one at 64, how young they would be. Don't suppose I'd ever have acknowledged that or appreciated that fact as a younger person. When you're a youngster, 60 is a very old person. I heard someone say the other day there on an audio boo that they were talking to a friend who was quite old, maybe 70-year-old. And that's only 5 years and 1 month older now. So time is relative to your own age, I guess. Or age is relative, I should say, not time. Age is relative. So this morning, we're heading up to my wife's hometown, to her home church, home chapel, St. Catherine's of Siena, for Mass, where Andy will be remembered, amongst others probably, their anniversary at this time, as it's stated. It's a nice thing. I don't know how many other churches do it, but every week people who belong to the parish, whether they died this year or last year or 20 or 40 years ago, asked to be remembered. So we'll be up there this morning, and we'll be alongside Mary's family. It's nice to be remembered. And I'm not sure that I'm the greatest one that should be saying things like that, because I don't attend graves. Like, my dad's just up the road, as my wee sister beside him, and I have other family and the other cemetery of the town. But I... yeah. I'm not the greatest one for doing that. I do remember them, of course, but I've never been one for standing over graves. I do go, to be honest. I guess it's probably a selfish thing. But whenever I do go up, I get very emotional, and I think half the emotion is guilt because I haven't come and seen them. But that's strange. End up beating myself up, and well, what did you think of? This is getting a bit dark now, actually. I don't want to go there. Yes, let's talk about the weather. It's horrible. It's driving rain. Well, it's not raining at the moment, but it's blowing in the wind, as they say. And I sung about that. Anyway, not a particularly nice day. We had a beautiful day yesterday over in Fife. Glorious blue skies and sunshine, and a wonderful sunset coming back over the Bathgate Hills, coming home. Dark by just after 4 p.m. But it was lovely over there in Kirkcaldy, as the people say. Kirkcaldy is the proper pronunciation. Some say Kirkcaldy, and Kinghorn and Burnt Island. Passing the new fourth crossing, the Queensferry crossing, as the new bridge is to be called. I took a photograph of it yesterday from the, if you like, the south-west approach, the tiny village of Newton. There's a wee pulling place for the cars, and you can take some wonderful photographs, or you can take some pretty rubbish photographs. I'm just being stupid this one, and I just can't help it. Yeah. So I did take it because it's fairly coming on. And I was able to look across to see the two new aircraft carriers that are being fitted out in Rosyth, just next, adjacent to the bridges. So it was a lovely day out, really appreciated that good weather. And I jaunt out and I walk along Burnt Island's beach. It's raining again now. Squally. Isn't that a great word? Squally. No birds this morning. Not even the blackbird. All absent, AWOL. M-I-A.